"Welcome to Awabe. One young academically excellent person went to apply for a managerial position in a big company. He passed the first interview, the director did the last interview, made the last decision. The director discovered from the CV that the youth's academic achievements were excellent all the way, from the secondary school until the postgraduate research, never had a year when he did not score. The director asked, 'Did you obtain any scholarships in school?' The youth answered, 'None.' The director asked, 'Was it your father who paid for your school fees?' The youth answered, 'My father passed away when I was 1 year old. It was my mother who paid for my school fees.' The director asked, 'Where did your mother work?' The youth answered, 'My mother worked as clothes cleaner.' The director requested the youth to show his hands. The youth showed a pair of hands that were smooth and perfect. The director asked, 'Have you ever helped your mother wash the clothes before?' The youth answered, 'Never, my mother always wanted me to study and read more books. Furthermore, my mother can wash clothes faster than me.' The director said, 'I have a request. When you go back today, go and clean your mother's hands, and then see me tomorrow morning.' The youth felt that his chance of landing the job was high. When he went back, he happily requested his mother to let him clean her hands. His mother felt strange, happy but with mixed feelings. She showed her hands to the kid. The youth cleaned his mother's hands slowly. His tear fell as he did that. It was the first time he noticed that his mother's hands were so wrinkled, and there were so many bruises in her hands. Some bruises were so painful that his mother shivered when they were cleaned with water. This was the first time the youth realized that it was this pair of hands that washed the clothes every day to enable him to pay the school fee. The bruises in the mother's hands were the price that the mother had to pay for his graduation, academic excellence, and his future. After finishing the cleaning of his mother's hands, the youth quietly washed all the remaining clothes for his mother. That night, mother and son talked for a very long time. Next morning, the youth went to the director's office. The director noticed the tears in the youth's eyes, asked, "Can you tell me what have you done and learned yesterday in your house?" The youth answered, "I cleaned my mother's hand, and also finished cleaning all the remaining clothes." The director asked, "Please tell me your feelings." The youth said, "Number one, I know now what is appreciation. Without my mother, there would not the successful me today. Number two, by working together and helping my mother, only I now realize how difficult and tough it is to get something done. Number three, I have come to appreciate the importance and value of family relationship." The director said, "This is what I am looking for to be my manager. I want to recruit a person who can appreciate the help of others, a person who knows the sufferings of others to get things done, and a person who would not put money as his only goal in life. You are hired." Later on, this young person worked very hard, and received the respect of his subordinates. Every employee worked diligently and as a team. The company's performance improved tremendously. moral, if one doesn't understand and experience the difficulty it takes to earn the comfort provided by their loved ones, then they will never value it. The most important thing is to experience the difficulty and learn to value hard work behind all the given comfort.